Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on the trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better at their smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Sandberg, how do people get in if they have a kid they want to tell us about?
Then go to WGMRadio.com/contests and click on the Kid of the Week link and submit it right there.
We have great stories all the time, thanks to you guys on Kid of the Week. Today, really exceptional as well, is brothers Caleb and Austin are about to join us after a terribly sad, tragic development in their family. They lost their dad as a legacy to their dad's memory and just a really good idea. They're moving forward with a cool plan to make the rest of us more healthy. Caleb, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Are you the older brother or the younger brother?
Yes, I'm a junior in high school.
So you're the older brother?
Yes.
So you're in charge?
Most of the time I try to take charge, but no, it's usually equal.
All right, let me go to Austin on this. Austin, did you know Caleb was in charge, or is that news to you?
Well, sometimes he can be, but usually it's equal.
All right,
aren't they good. Nice?
That's really cool. First off, obviously, condolences on losing your dad. That's a very sad thing, but I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing. That your dad needed healthy snacks and wanted healthy snacks, and he wanted you guys to grow up healthy. So tell me about this. Is it a company you formed? Is that a good way to describe it?
Yes, it is. It's a business that we have where we saw that, you know, healthy snacks just didn't really taste good at all. I mean, all the healthy snacks out there taste like cardboard. So we wanted to make a healthy snack that not only was amazingly bursting with flavor, but also tasted fantastic.
And the name of the company is what?
Brothers Nuts.
And Brothers Nuts makes what? Give me a product.
One of our products are Crackle Cheesy Almonds, non-dairy. Oh.
Crackle?
Those are our number one seller.
Non-dairy Crackle Cheesy Almonds. You got your almonds, which you know are healthy, but
yeah,
they're also cheesy. Now you got me. You got me sucked in on cheesy almonds. How do you make them?
We actually have a very significant process, different than others.
Oh, you can't
we
tell me, because if you told me, you'd have to kill me.
No, it's just super healthy the way we make it. At first, we sprout them. A lot of people don't know what sprouting is, and sprouting is when you soak the nut or seed in water, releasing acetic acid, letting it germinate, so making it super, super healthy for you. And then we put in a dehydrator, which is like an oven, but it doesn't hit over a certain temperature, so it doesn't kill any nutrients, making it super, super healthy for you again on top of it.
How would you know that?
We've done lots of research, and our mom, she's almost like a professional cook, makes dinner and lunch all the time, just healthy, always organic, and we just learn from her and watch her.
Caleb, guys, a lot of this, of course, comes from the tragedy in your family, but also because your friends are eating junk food. I mean, that's a lot of what you probably see on a day in and day out in the high school and around is chips and candy and soda and everything that is sort of the diet of a teenager. How much was that a part of your decision making?
Absolutely. I mean, we saw that our friends were ruining their diets, ruining their bodies, ruining their lives by just eating this that the average American would eat. So, and the reason is because they want something that not only that tastes good. And like I was saying, there's no healthy snacks in there. It just tastes good. So that's another thing that we wanted to do with Brothers Nuts.
All right. So, Austin, what is your favorite of the stuff you make?
Oh, that's a hard decision. I mean, personally, the Crackle Cheesy Almonds are number one bestseller.
Sure.
It has to be my favorite.
All right. What's your number two favorite?
I'd say the sweet apple pecans. Those ones are really sweet, yet really still low in sugar.
Hmm. I'm on the website right now, and I've got the spicy basil pumpkin seeds and the sweet and salty sunflower seeds in my cart. That's what I'm buying.
Awesome. Yeah, those ones are also very good.
Yeah, I like spicy.
Caleb, do you have plans for where you're going to take this? You guys are in high school, and we would assume college is in your future and beyond. What happens when you go off to school? Does mom have to run the company?
I'm looking towards college, and I want to go, me and my brother both, we're looking for, like, entrepreneurship and business, because me personally, I want to develop my own businesses, run multiple companies, and just help evolve the world and change the world for the better. So I'm looking to change the world one step at a time.
Now, Dave Ennett, you eat healthy all the time. This is like a drive-through for you. This is the greatest thing you've ever heard.
It sounds great. So, Caleb and Austin, have you guys done anything with, kale or anything like that?
Or quinoa?
Or any of the superfoods?
We have not done anything with, like, kale or quinoa. But, like, our products are kosher-free, gluten-free, no dairy added. And now we just got the certification of USDA certified. So, it's pretty cool.
Chocolate? Is there any chocolate involved anywhere?
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
What?
Sweet and salty walnuts. No, sorry. Sweet and salty sunflower seeds. The ones that you have in your cart right now.
Oh, okay.
You have cacao on there, which is a healthier, rich, darker type of chocolate.
Oh, fantastic. That's what I just ordered.
Yes.
The website is amazing. It's brothersnuts.com for anybody that wants to check that out.
And everyone listening should order right now.
Hey, Caleb, Austin. Okay. You guys obviously are very passionate about this product. It means a lot to you guys. Can I ask a business question, though? For you guys being teenagers, how hard is this?
It's actually not as bad as you think, because one of the key things me and my brother do every day is we plan, you know? If you're organized, you get stuff done quicker and faster, so you know what to do. And then we can get more things done throughout our day.
Hey, that's a good point to bring up because, you know, you got tons of things at your ages, social life and fun and maybe sports or extracurricular stuff going on. How many hours a day can you contribute to this?
We contribute usually about 3 to 4 hours a day. You know, we wake up, we get to school, we get home, we do our homework, you know. Me personally, I'm in DECA Club for school, which is an entrepreneurial club. Right. So I just actually made state championships for that. So that's right. Next month.
Nice.
So I have that, but then I just we get to work and have time.
Where do you guys go to high school?
Plainfield East High School.
Oh, nice.
And each of you probably have individual strengths. So what's Caleb? What's the best thing Austin brings to the company?
Austin brings a lot of good vibes, I would say, and good emotion, and he's a great on, like, video and over the phone.
All right, and Austin, what's the best thing Caleb does for the company?
Caleb knows his numbers, and he's really just about the background information, just making sure everything's good and set up.
And what's the best thing either one of you or your mom brings to the company?
Our mom's just amazing to help us, support us with all of this. As well as her cooking, like my brother was saying, helped us develop all the flavors and make amazing flavors.
Do you ever run into any problems with, any employees or any partners you have, like your packages or things, when they see that you guys are teenagers?
In other words, does anybody try to take advantage of you?
No, not at all, because they know how much our product brings value to them, and they know how good it is for them. So we've never had anyone take advantage. They just know the significance of what we bring to the table, and they just love to help us, and we love to help them.
Well, you ever have any problem, let me know. You know, a friend of mine is a friend of yours.
We will.
Very impressed with you guys. Really, seriously. I have no idea how you can orchestrate all this, but we're glad you do. Sandberg, what's the website again?
Brothersnuts.com.
I want everybody to support these guys.
Yeah, I just ordered the spicy basil pumpkin seeds and the sweet and salty sunflower seeds. And I ordered the bigger bag, which is going to be trouble because I have portion control when I really like it. Delicious.
And here's what I'll do. Everybody on this show, pick out an item you want, and I'll buy it for the show as long as you don't put it in the company refrigerator.
That's
okay. Gentlemen, thank you very much, and give your mom a hug.
And if
thank you so much.
People should go to the website and look at the About Us because the pictures from when they're little are so cute.
By the way, do you guys eat pizza?
No.
All right, well, that's good because we're not giving you any.
Yeah, we're going to give them Apt gift cards. You're going to get a couple of gift cards to Apt. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for being on, guys. Appreciate it.
They were. I love that the awkward pause of do you eat pizza. No.
They're being very polite.
Yeah.
Future Olympians. Very impressive. You know what they are? They're young Dave Ennetts. That's what they are right there.
Yeah.
Well, they're healthier than I was at that age. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And I don't know which one said it, but he's looking to change the world one thing at a time. Like, that's a...
Evolve the world.
Yeah. I was, like, painting my nails.
That's a clip for a future Kid of the Week montage.
Yeah. Yes. What do you think about it? I mean, imagine how amazing their mom must be. Because you think about it, as a kid, you lose your dad. There's a fork in the road there, and it can go in a bad direction if you don't have the direction of somebody that takes you on the right path. While they're doing their own grieving. So it's very impressive. Brothersnuts.com?
Yep.
Brothers with an S, nuts.com. Go buy some.